Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY23 results conference call of Heranbah Industries Limited, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. We have with us today Mr. Raghuram K. Shetty, Managing Director, Mr. Ronald R. Shetty, Executive Director, and Mr. Rajkumar Bafna, Chief Financial Officer. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rohan Ori from Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. I shall now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Over to you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you very much. I am R.K. Shetty, Heranbah Industries Limited, Managing Director, Heranbah Industries Limited. Thank you, everyone, for taking your valuable time for Heranbah's Q2 FY23 earnings call. The company revenue surged by 19.8% year-on-year to ₹4,233 million in Q2 FY23, driven by strong performance in domestic markets navigating uneven monsoon distribution. Our export business was impacted by the lockdown in China, coupled with volatile global macroeconomics. Our EBITDA margins were under check due to higher raw material prices and a rise in power and fuel costs. The domestic agrochemical industry is likely to do well in H2 FY23 due to residual moisture owing to late withdrawal of the southwest monsoon, higher reservoir levels, and a rise in MSP, minimum support price, of rabi crops for the upcoming marketing season. We have spent ₹410 million on CAPEX at our Sarigam facility during H1 FY23 and will be spending additional ₹1,000 million in H2 FY23. The commercial production of technical grade pesticides and intermediates from the Sarigam facility is likely to commence from Q2 FY24, adding meaningful contribution to the company's revenues. Heranbah continues to look forward to create sustainable growth for its stakeholders with its diverse product portfolio, R&D capabilities, and prudent growth strategies. We are on track to achieve 15-17% sales growth in FY23, with EBITDA margin staying at 16-18%. The company is well poised to build on the strong operational competencies developed over the last few years. I am hopeful the company will continue to grow and surpass new milestones in the coming years. We continue to see FY23 as an important year in Heranbah's trajectory and are optimistic of the future. I will now hand over to Mr. Raj Bafna, our CFO, to take you through the financials. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. I would like to brief touch upon the key performance highlights for the second quarter ended 30th of September 2022, and then we'll open the floor for question and answers. Now, moving towards financial highlights for quarter ended 30th of September 2022, revenue from operation increased by around 19% year-on-year to ₹4,233 million in quarter 2 FY23 as compared to ₹3,534 million in quarter 2 FY22. EBITDA grew by 6.2% year-on-year to ₹705 million during the quarter, with EBITDA margin at 16.49% in the quarter 2 FY23. Profit after tax stood at ₹477 million in quarter 2 FY23 as compared to ₹456 million in quarter 2 FY22. The company's domestic export mix stood at 67-33 in quarter 2 FY23 as against 68-32 in quarter 2 FY22. Herein, the exports were checked due to lockdown in China coupled with global macroeconomic challenges. However, the sector fundamentals continue to remain strong on medium term and long term basis. That concludes the update of financials. Now we can open the floor for question and answers.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking the question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Bhavya Gandhi from Dalal & Broacha. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on this set of numbers. My first question is, sir, what is our capacity utilization right now? And with 41 crores of capex that we've done, what kind of asset turn are we looking? And is it has the commercialization started?
So the capacity utilization currently is around the same as last quarter, that is around 89-90%. The capex that we have done is for the new site in Sarigam, and that is not yet commenced. It will be commencing in Q4 FY23. So asset turns that we'll be able to see is somewhere around 3x.
3x of asset turn in technicals you are mentioning?
It will not be immediately. We will not be able to see that kind of asset turn, but over the period when it is at around 80-85% capacity utilization, we should be able to see something around 3x.
And in the for this 89-90% capacity utilization, you are mentioning for technicals, right?
Yes. The formulation is around 55%.
55%. Because as I see, your formulation revenue contribution to overall revenue has increased drastically. So still the utilization is at 55% level only?
Yes.
Okay. And so your any update on the China situation? How is it? What is the demand scenario out there? And has the supply constraints over, or are we still facing it?
No, actually the Chinese season usually now will start from Q4. It's generally Q4 and Q1. So currently we will not be able to properly say, but there are issues in China because of COVID-19, and we will have to wait and watch. We cannot give a concrete answer now.
So in this quarter, have we supplied anything to China?
Yes. That is usual business, but the major business usually starts in Q4 and Q1. Is usually in Q4 and Q1.
Okay. And so we've given a revenue guidance of 15-17% for this year. So our Q1 was not that great. Q2 we've been able to recover. And so in the H2, what are we planning to reach the annual revenue guidance, because our capacity utilization is at peak in technicals?
So we should be able to maintain similar kind of EBITDA margins as well as the revenue growth.
So what sort of growth triggers are there in H2, if you could quantify?
So overall growth from exports as well as local. So we are into 4 segments, and today even the local business is doing well. And exports, usually Q4 is when we see good sales coming in from geographies that we are strong in, the Asia Pacific, including China. So we'll have to wait and see how things pan out.
Okay, and have we taken any price hike in the current quarter?
In the current quarter, yes. In a few products we have taken in Q2.
So if we could quantify maybe on overall revenue?
Overall revenue, the impact may not be much, because we could not take overall in all products, but in few products we could pass on. And it also, even the raw material prices came down, so overall we could get that benefit in Q2.
Okay, and with respect to higher employee cost, if we could explain, is it because are we starting to ramp up the facility at Sarigam, or we have hired new employees, or what is it like?
No. For this quarter, we have employed around 10% hike in total employee numbers in that due to some, you can say, the regularization of our some employees were not on the payroll earlier this quarter, and this quarter we have come to payroll basis.
How do we see that going forward? Are we going to get back to sort of 18% sort of EBITDA margin?
No. Going forward for this next first half, as we guided for that, it will be around 16%-18% margins, and we are sticking to that.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll get back in with you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star one on your touch-tone telephone. The next question is from the line of Yogesh from Arihant Capital Markets. Kindly proceed. Hello, Mr. Yogesh.
Yeah. Am I audible?
You are audible now, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. So, sir, I had one question regarding Q3. So, normally, our Q3 is very strong in exports. Last year, about 44% of revenue came from exports, and Q2, we had only 32%. So, just wanted to know, what are the drivers for a strong exports growth in Q3, given that there is a lockdown in China? So, do we think that Q3, again, exports will be strong like last year?
No, it will be more or less in that range only. We will not say it will be very strong or something. We are trying our best, and we will be able to match somewhere around the range that we have mentioned, that is around 15%-18%. But domestic business is actually doing better. So, that's how we are able to cover whatever shortfall that we had in Q1. So, going forward also, we feel the balance of both domestic and export would be able to drive that growth, and not just the export market, because globally, there are a lot of things happening currently. So, we'll have to factor that as well while considering the growth in export market.
Sure, sir. And so, it's like it was more like 44% in last Q3 FY 2022. So, will we actually achieve that sort of number this time, or it will be more domestic-driven?
We'll be able to achieve that number, but growth we are seeing more from the domestic side. This year, especially, we are seeing more growth from domestic side. Monsoon has been good in Q2, and we foresee a good Rabi season as well in India.
Sir, last question on the guidance. So, if you see one half, our margins are about 15.5%, and we had guided for 16%-18% for full year. So, do we maintain this guidance going forward, or will we revise it?
Consider around 15%-17% kind of EBITDA margins with around 15%-17% of revenue growth.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star one. To ask a question, kindly press star one on your touch-tone telephone. The next question is from the line of Bhavya Gandhi from Dalal & Broacha. Kindly proceed.
Yeah. Sir, with respect to Rabi portfolio, do we have Rabi mix in our portfolio? Because generally, H2 is Rabi season. So, what would be the revenue mix from Rabi?
So, when there's good rainfall, usually what happens is when there's good rainfall, there's good paddy plantation. So, we will have that into we'll have to consider that as well, which usually does not happen when there are water issues. So, overall, we will have good better mix in domestic market because of this mix. This would be one difference. So, I hope that answered your question.
what is Rabi as a percentage to our sales? Maybe Rabi mix in our portfolio product basket.
Should be around 60-40.
60-40. 60 is Rabi and 40 would be Kharif
base? No. 60 Kharif, 40 Rabi.
Okay.
But because of crop pattern change, there could be some difference. So what we had seen in the past, maybe we would see a different different kind of business this year.
Okay. And with respect to US market, what is the scenario out there in USA? Are we supplying? Have we supplied anything beyond that 50 metric ton that we had already done?
This year also we received good business from US, and our business in US itself must be 2x compared to last year.
Okay, and over there we have got only one registration. We had certain other registrations in pipeline in Europe, Latin. Any new registrations have we received anywhere else?
Registration as such is a continuous process. So we've received one registration in Europe in Q2, and maybe in Q4 we may receive two registrations in US as well.
Okay, two registrations in USA. Could you just repeat that?
In Q2 we received one registration in Europe, and in Q4 we may receive two registrations in US, which will drive next year's growth.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Gogate from Ashmore Group. Can you proceed? Mr. Vaibhav Gogate? Mr. Gogate, you are unmuted. Can you proceed? As there is no response, we will move on to the next question. The next question is from the line of Jay Modi from EIML. Can you proceed?
Sir. So I had two questions. The first one was on margin. So amongst formulations, between formulations and technical, which portfolio is a better margin portfolio for us?
Usually, it is as a portfolio, if you see, technicals were better margins for us. But now, because the base and the formulation branded business is less, that's why formulation had lower margins, gross margins. But now, our business in the formulation also has increased over the last year, over the last 2 years, in fact. And with that, the fixed costs or the semi-variable kind of costs remain the same, more or less. So that helps increase overall EBITDA margins at the branded level also. So domestic formulation business margins have improved over last year, which may in the future you may be able to see somewhat similar kind of gross margins in both technicals as well as formulation.
So is it fair to say that once we have commercial sales through Sarigram facility for technical, we'll continue to see an improvement in gross margin level?
We'll try our best. For now, we'll say we'll be able to maintain something like 18-20% kind of EBITDA margins going forward.
Okay. And when we see our other expenses, we've seen this 25% increase. So all of it is predominantly to do with freight and fuel cost, or we've got some operational expenses as well in our other expenses?
No. The majorly it contributes to energy cost and the labor cost, is that. Because our energy cost and other expenses increased by around 35-37%, and labor cost also gone up in the 20%.
Okay. And incrementally, how are we seeing our energy cost? Are we seeing prices coming off or continuing to be
prices are for the energy cost are stabilized. Now it is no further increase in that we are seeing. But prices have not come down still yet.
Okay. And last question was on commercialization of Sarigam facility. So, our total capex in this facility is to the tune of 140 crores, is that correct?
Yes.
And you said that we expect asset turn of 3x on peak utilization. So, how long does it take for us to fully utilize an asset?
1 year.
Okay, so within so by FY25 we'll have around 3x asset turns from Sarigam facility.
Yes.
Okay, and beyond this, any other capex plan that we have lined up?
Pardon?
Beyond Sarigam facility, do we have any other capex plan?
More capex plan at our Saika unit, which we around the capex will be around 150 crore plus in that, and which will be come in the FY24 FY25.
This will be FY25 commercialization.
Yes. We are hopeful to that. We are on the same path.
Okay. And even here, we expect similar asset turn?
Asset turn will be the same in the 3 to 3.5 times.
Our focus is usually in that to have around 3-3.5 kind of asset turn. We can consider 3x at a capacity utilization of around 80-85%.
Got it. And Saika also towards technicals, or it's a blend of technicals and formulations?
Technicals.
Okay. And both these units cater to export plan, export revenue, or will be looking for domestic sales as well?
There will be both, domestic as well as export.
Okay. That's also my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Gogate from Ashmore Group. Can you proceed? Hello, Mr. Gogate, can you hear us? We'll move on to the next question. It's from the line of Rajesh Jain from NB Investments. Kindly proceed.
Good evening. Sir, my first question is, if you see your presentation, slide number 10, where you have given revenue from technical and formulations, for FY22, the revenues from technicals was 9669 million.
Hmm.
Whereas the formulations is 4677 million.
Right.
But if you see for H1 FY23, the technical is only 2982. Mm-hmm. There is any error in that?
I just look into that. Currently, is the total, if you see, the technical revenue comes to around 450 crore plus.
That is what I was worried, because it is showing lesser than the formulation. But is the formulation, is for the H1, is it 478 crore?
No, currently formulation is around 300 crore. First half.
For H1. Hello?
As far as the technical is around 475 crores, and the remaining is around 300 crores is the formulation.
So we'll look into that
presentation. Okay, sir. I think looks like it must have got reversed.
Yeah.
298 is showing. Okay. So that means we were having a target of doing more than 350 to 400 from the formulation. It looks like we would be achieving that during the current year?
Pardon?
We had a target of doing, I think you had said somewhere, of doing around 400 crores in the formulations business in a year.
Yeah.
So that looks like may happen in FY23 itself?
We will be somewhere close to that target. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. So now, regarding the commencement of Saregam facilities, so I have heard three different dates. One, in the investor presentation, it says Q1 FY24. MD sir in the opening remarks said Q2, and you said, you know, in so far answering to someone, you said Q4 of this financial year.
No, can you just clarify? Financial year only.
Q4 of this financial year.
Yes.
at least it is not a thing, Rajesh. Maybe in the Q4, in the first, you can say the end of the March or the you can say the first second week of April. It's the meanwhile.
So even in the last meeting also, last conference call also, we had mentioned Q4 FY23. Plus minus little.
That is okay. So what I'm trying to ask you, so let us say this will start contributing to the revenue from next financial year.
Yes.
Being the first year of operation, we can expect around 50% capacity utilization. That's what you said, right? Hello?
Yes, that's also okay. Correct.
Yes, okay. So regarding the approvals from US and European customers, so have they visited our plants, inspection is over and have they approved and all that process is completed?
Yes. So we've had a few visits, few inspections this year, few in quarter two itself. So our business has also started. We've got an order from US. That's why in a previous question mentioned that the sales is also, as compared to last year in US, the sales is doubled. On a lower base though, but sales is doubled compared to last year. So similarly, we'll be able to see some more such approvals that we'll get maybe in this year, where we'll be able to see some business next year.
Okay. Sir, if I remember properly, I think last year we had done around 20 crores for US market?
Around 15 crores or so.
Around 15 crores. So how much we are expected to do next year for US market?
Next year we will be targeting somewhere around 50.
I see. Okay, so we were told that in US the market is controlled by few distributors, 3-4, and they are being supplied from a few Indian players, which is very difficult to break through.
Okay.
Now we hear slowly and steadily Haramba is getting a foothold there and you are giving very strong indication of getting sales from there. So could you tell us what is making Haramba to achieve all this?
One is because our customer has already approved us as a source, and it is already known to them that we are strong in the products that we make. So we have got a registration. And we have good relations with few of them. And it's not a very big target as such, because we had a very small base in US. And from a business of 15 to business of 50 by next year end is not a very big target that we need to worry about. Hey, plus minus something, but we will be able to see something around 50.
So going ahead in the next 3 to 5 years, can we expect around 300 crores from US market?
So it depends on how we get the registration.
Okay. So regarding Europe market, what is the status, sir? We had applied and we had received few registrations.
Europe market this year has been dull for us. We have not been able to see a lot of movement in US in Europe.
Okay.
So we'll say it is as at par to last year. So not, there is no growth that we have seen in the European business.
So since we do not have much sales to US and Europe market, the current recessionary trend which is going to happen will not affect much to our sales. Is that assessment is right?
No. Yes.
Okay. So lastly, we had launched a new product for the Indian market.
Mm-hmm.
Any update on that? How is this doing in the market?
It is doing well. We've been able to sell double what we had sold last year. Last year we had started as a small pilot campaign base. This year we went like 2.5x to our last year's capacity.
Okay.
So, and it has been well accepted by our customers. So next year we will try to expand from there.
Okay. So is it possible to know how many products you are planning to launch during the current year and next year for the domestic market?
Is it in the formulations or the technicals?
Which one will drive us the more business?
Both.
In the domestic market?
Both. Because in brands, formulations will drive business. Where you already, if you see, last year we closed our formulation business at around 250 crores. And we may be able to see a good jump in the formulation branded business this year. So in formulations, we have launched around 10 to 12 products, and technicals, we have launched around 2 products.
Okay. So this, whatever you are seeing good growth in the domestic market, is it from the formulation business or the technicals?
Currently, it is from the formulations.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this you expect to grow better in the coming years also?
In the coming years, both will be good, not because we will be coming up with a new site in Sarigam, and that will drive both the technical as well as formulation growth going forward.
So generally, technicals have higher margins,
yeah.
Whereas the formulations, because of the, you know, higher base, you know, fixed cost, used to have a lower margin, but with increase in the sales in the formulation segment, the margins there also should be improved, as CFO had suggested, you know, to some of the participants.
Right.
So with that in mind, so can we expect a better margin in the coming years?
Yes, in the formulations, we should be able to see better margins with higher turnover as well as better product mix. In technicals, also this year, anyways, it is known in the industry that there was raw material price hikes, but there were some demand issues, and also there were some margin issues because utility costs also went up and all. But in a normal case scenario, even technicals contribute good margins to our business. This year being a different year, an unusual year as compared to...
Unusual, okay. No, my question was, in the coming years, with formulations are also going to get higher margins, so normally we stick to a EBITDA margins of, let's say, 16 to 18% or so, your guidance, so that should go to the next lab, maybe 18 to 20% is what I was trying to ask you.
So, we say our margins are in the range of 18 to 20% only. This year, because of the situation, we have revised our guidance to 16 to 18%. But otherwise, we have maintained that 18 to 20% guidance. And in usual scenario, we'll try and maintain that kind of margins only of 18 to 20%.
And the guidance for revenue growth would remain, 18 to 20% only for next financial year also?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much for all the answers and wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press *1. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Gogate from Ashmore Group. Kindly proceed.
Oh, thanks for the opportunity. Could you highlight what our capacity would be post Sarigam and post Saikha going online?
We should see around an expansion of around 15,000 to 20,000 tons overall, both Sarigam and Saikha.
Okay, and for Sarigam?
Sarigam, see, first phase is what we've said is around 5,000 tons. Hello.
Okay. And what is the timeline for phase 2 at Sarigam and let's say phase 1 at Saikha?
We'll have to consider like around Q for Sarigam. Phase 2 would be Q3 next year, and Saikha would be kind of Q1 of FY25.
Got it. And how would this 30,000 capacity be divided among formulations and technicals?
Sanid is very difficult to, it's not the correct way of assessing. Sanid is not the correct way to assess because there is a different price line. See, some products are 200 rupees, some are 5,000. So Sanid
based on the tonnage, you will not, it is very difficult to get a correct idea in this business.
Got it. You highlighted that you have not been able to make much headway into Europe. So what could be the possible reasons behind that?
Global scenario as such this year has not been that great. So, global scenario as in European scenario itself has not been that great. So there has been drought situation there. So basically, we would be able to see business in this quarter, but we've not been able to see a lot of inquiries or so from European market. But as a geography, Europe has not been a very big contributor in Heronbaugh's revenue till date. So it's not much to worry.
Got it. And how does our product basket in US look? Let's say after these two new molecules get launched,
yeah,
what percentage of pyrethroid market would we have captured in US?
That is very tough to. Initially, we have not considered percentage based market share. We are tapping more customers in US, meeting them, building the relations. So as I mentioned in the earlier question, that we have taken a target of 50 crores in the next year, by next year end. It could be higher, but we feel 50 is more achievable. So $700 million market for pyrethroid. That's overall pyrethroid, but we will be getting two product registrations in pyrethroids by this year end. Hello.
Got it. And what sort of product basket are we looking at Saiha?
Saiha will be a purely herbicide facility. So we've already completed two products in our R&D phase of this herbicide, which we are planning in Saiha. And there will be one multi-purpose facility where we will be making the smaller herbicides for Indian as well as global consumption perspective.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vicky Vagwani from Yes Securities. Can you proceed?
Yeah. So thank you for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. First is, we have not seen much growth in technical segment this year, specifically H1 in domestic technical. Any specific reason?
No, as such, as we have mentioned, that export has been a little dull this first half, but domestic business has done better as compared to the export business. So that way we've tried to maintain. And there were some price pressures in the initial phase. So we did not focus on grabbing more orders based on lower prices and so. So we tried to maintain our product margins. That's why we've seen some hit in the technical side.
Okay, thank you. So just wanted to know, we got one registration in Europe and expecting two registrations from US. So these are from pyrethroid basket itself?
No, it is one herbicide and one insecticide. One pyrethroid and one herbicide.
From US?
From US. And Europe is one herbicide.
Europe is one herbicide. Okay. Sir, how much capex we have done till H1 overall capex, including Sarigram?
Total capex is around 50 crore plus.
Okay, around 50 crore. And how much we are expecting for total financial year 23?
Financial 100 crores more will that next half.
Okay, additional 100. Overall 150 crores in financial year 23.
Right.
And for 24, if any guidance?
The same 150 crores will be there.
Okay, sir. Sir, I have another question. We have seen recent resignations from director in last 3 to 4 months. Any specific reasoning and how do we see board composition going ahead?
We are reducing the board size actually.
Okay.
So as in our earlier calls, investors have only guided us that there are a lot of family members in the board. So with the resignation of family members, there has been resignation of independent directors as well.
Okay. So I'm just confirming, we are expecting commercial production of phase 2 Sarigam from Q3 financial year 24.
Yes, Q3 financial year 24.
Okay, additional 10,000 metric ton capacity which is going to come.
No, around 5,000.
Phase
2, 5,000.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, thank you. That's all from.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yogesh from Arihant Capital Markets. Kindly proceed.
Thank you, sir, for the follow-up. Can you please tell what is the contribution of China to the overall sales?
Earlier it was around 22% last year. Currently it's around 18%.
And sir, any strategy to lower this to single digit going forward? How will the company approach lowering this dependence on China?
No, actually we are not having any strategy to lower our dependency on China. We have a lot of products registered in China and we've started exporting an intermediate also in China. In fact, we are, for us, China is a good market and they are good buyers as well. So we have not thought of reducing China exposure in any way.
Sure. And sir, which will be the major products in the Indian market for you, the top 4 or 5 products in the Indian market?
The pyrethroids only.
It will be cypermethrin and others, right?
Cypermethrin, then there is one product called Propanofos, has a good market in India. Then we have another product called Permethrin, which has a good market in India. So these will be top 3 products. We have instead of Permethrin, you can say Lambda Cyhalothrin has a bigger market as compared to Permethrin. So these will be the top 3 products, Cyper, Lambda and Propanofos in our basket.
Sure, sir. And in terms of the Sarigam facility which is coming in Q4, like this will be all pyrethroids?
In which?
The Sarigam facility which is coming up in Q4.
No, it is mixed. It is not pyrethroids. It will be mix of both insecticides as well as fungicides. So we are launching 3-4 fungicides in the phase 2 product, and phase 1 will be mix of pyrethroids and few other insecticides.
And the mixture will be like 50-50% fungicides and 50% insecticides for Sarigam?
Yes, 50-50, or you can say insecticides and fungicides.
And sir, one thing on the margin, so if we look historically, we had very strong exports, like 45% of the revenue approximately was exports. And at that time, the margins were about 18-20%. In this year, exports have come down. And therefore, our margins have also come down. I assume that there are higher margins on exports. So going forward, if our focus remains on the domestic market, do you think that it will impact our margins, that 18-20% in the long term?
No, in the long term, we'll be able to maintain 18-20%. So as we have always said that we are focused on maintaining this kind of margin. This year, globally, there has been issues, both because of geographical, political issues, as well as because of political issues, there has been demand issues. So, because demand has been lower, that's why the price expectation of the party in the export market had been lower this year. So, we focused more on markets where we had better margins, including India.
And also one reason for the export is not going to because the currency devaluation of the other countries also happen in that. Or availability of the currencies also is a major reason.
A lot of countries are having dollar availability issues.
Sure, sir. And sir, yeah, this 19% approximately growth in Q2, this might be a repeated question. How much would be attributed to product mix and how much to volume growth?
50-50.
Okay, and the product mix will be like a mix of insecticides and herbicides. How would be that for within insecticides itself?
Insecticides and fungicides. We're not making herbicides now. In the new site, we have planned to have a dedicated herbicide facility to avoid contamination issues. So that's according to our customers' requirements.
Yes, sir. And lastly, on in initial commentary, we said that there was some margin pressure from higher raw material cost, which is now like it has normalized. So, are we expecting any price hike in this quarter to offset any pending pressure from higher raw material cost earlier?
No, our prices we have kept at the same range that we had last quarter, and for our products. Unfortunately, prices have not gone down much from last quarter. So, the products, the raw materials that we need are yet in that range itself.
So, we are not looking at any price hike in this quarter?
No.
And sir, lastly on China. So, China is all technical, right? There is no formulation from our side. All technical supply.
Only technicals and intermediates.
Okay, and this is all in this pyrethroids. Entire product basket to China is pyrethroids, or it
in
consists of
protection. Yes, intermediate is not pyrethroids.
So, what would be like product basket like in terms of insecticides, herbicides, and fungicides for China?
It's a bromine based product, the intermediate that we are exporting. One of them is a bromine based product. One is an intermediate which is needed in insecticides, and rest are pyrethroids.
Sure. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Jain from MD Investments. Can you proceed?
Thank you for the opportunity again. So, my question is regarding the capex. So, you have mentioned that around 150 crores this year and again another 150 crores next year. So, all these capex would be done through the internal accruals only?
Most of the internal accruals. If we need some term loan, we can look into that. But the, as of plan, we are stick with the internal accruals in that.
Okay. Sir, for the Saregam, both phase 1, phase 2, you have mentioned around 10,000 metric ton capacity we have it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And for the Saika, so we have two plots. Out of it, the 34,000 one is where I think we are doing the next capex. So there also, will you be doing the in phase 2 or it is in front one phase only?
It will be two phases only. We start with one. And,
okay.
You start with one and then the multi-process plant will follow.
Okay. But both for phase 1 and phase 2, the capex requirement is 150 crores?
Almost, sir. Almost.
Almost. Okay. So, you have mentioned Q1 FY25 is the commissioning for phase 1. So, can we expect maybe Q3 or Q4 maybe the next one, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, for the next plot, whatever you have purchased, the latest one, 67,000 square meters. So, for that, have you received any approval from the Environment Ministry?
No, not yet approval. We are in process to get approval in that.
So, that means once you complete this, the plan is to go for the next plot, right?
Yes. It will take, because the approval takes time, is around 1 year to 1.5 years.
True. Correct. Sir, just want to know, both these Saika Plus would be, the capex would be done under Heranba Organics Limited, correct?
still not decided, but in the same, because it is a subsidiary company in that, because that is the name of the Hiranmaye Industries Limited in that, but we have a capital plant in the overall group details.
As a group, we will be spending around, as a group, the group will be spending around 150 crores.
Sir, the reason why I was asking whether it is in Hiranmaye Organic, so that you can avail the lower income tax rate.
That's the
Yes, yes. It was, it's still not, because the lots of formalities is still to be done in that.
Achha, okay. Sir, we do not have any PLI scheme for our segment?
No, no. The government has not introduced any PLI schemes for chemical sector in that.
Achha, okay. Sir, lastly, for all these new CapEx, we will be launching few new grades, and then a few of them we would be exporting to the US and European markets in the coming years. Is it fair to say the margins of all these products from Saridam and the Saika would be at a higher margin ones?
We will say we will maintain 18-20% because the base that we are at, to the growth that we are mentioning, after a point it may become tougher to as a whole maintain have higher margins. So that's why we are not committing higher margins. Instead, we are maintaining this 18-20% kind of guidance.
Fair enough. Thank you very much, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chintan Patel from Fatco Capital Markets. Kindly proceed.
Am I audible?
Audible.
Yes, sir, you are.
Thanks for taking my question. How much price hike we had taken in the first half?
In few products we have taken price hike. It's not across products we have not taken price hike.
Okay. So how much, I mean, in few products, how much price hike we had taken?
Pardon? You are
what is the impact on that overall mix?
Your voice is not clear actually.
Hello? Am I audible?
Yeah.
So, for few products, how much price hike we have taken and what is the impact on overall mix?
So, overall mix, the impact may not be very much. So, price hike would be somewhere around 5% or so in few products. But as a whole, may not have major impact.
Okay. And sir, can you quantify the revenue contribution from private sector portfolio?
Analyzed we have, but for first half we will have to get back.
Okay. And can you give some color on Bharatar portfolio demand outlook?
Pardon?
Can you give some color on a demand side for Pyrocell portfolio?
So domestic, there has been the demand has been normal as it has been in the past, but in export, not just Pyrocell, but the entire the product list, we are facing from few geographies, we are facing some demand issues because of the global situation. There's been drought as well as political issue, COVID issues. So, currency availability is another issue. So, because of that, there has been some demand slump, not because the demand for the product has gone down, but globally there has been a lot of uncertainties happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how much product pipeline for the Pyrocell portfolio?
Around 7 products.
7 products, and this 7 products we are going to launch in FY23 and FY24?
No, not launch. This is existing Pyrocell basket.
Okay, existing. And any new product for the Pyrocell product portfolio?
We make around 13-14 products, out of which 7 products are Pyrocell. And in Pyrocell, we are fully backward integrated, where we make our own intermediates as such.
Okay. And sir, the last year on capacity expansion, can you send some color on our Sasha and Saridam facility overall capacity?
Saridam facility first will be start by the end of this quarter, or by 5,000 tons will add a capacity, or next phase will be around another 5,000 will be commenced on the third quarter of the FY23.
FY24. Yes. And the, so Sarigram have around 10,000 ton of capacity. Yes. And Sakya?
Saiga will be around same 10,000 capacity, and will the 24-25 will be adding.
Yes. But one thing, as it was already mentioned in a previous question, that tonnage should not be considered as a base when we are considering a project, because when we consider high value products or when we are doing backward integration, this tonnage may come down. So depends on product to product, the tonnage may also change.
Yeah, we
can make 20,000 tons also from this plant, but the products that we are focusing on, we may able to touch only 10,000. That's how it is.
Okay. And can you, sir, can you provide some color on a formulation margin?
If you say the gross margin, it will be in the same range, but if you say the EBITDA margin, it will be here by around 1-2% here on there from the technical perspective.
And going forward, if formulation will contribute more revenue, so how will you manage the margin for particularly formulation business?
Yes, it's formulation business, because the fixed cost remains same in that. If you increase your volume, it will be definitely boost our margin in that.
Plus product.
Any color on a distribution network for the formulation business?
We have around more than 21 sales points in India, across India, for the distribution point of view.
We have around 21 sales points and around 8,000 dealer distributor network.
And can you quantify the revenue contribution for the region wise in India?
Of? Region. Across the region, because if you say the east or west contribute more in that, and the south and the, you can say the north, this contributes around 45 to 50% region.
We've not done this breakup yet, so we can get back to this question later.
Okay. And sir, can you quantify in which region we have a export in China? So like China, in the previous quarter you have said that we sold our material to Shanghai Board, and then your distributor will sell the product. So any color on that, which region we have a strong revenue for China country?
We are selling it to companies. We are selling the technicals to companies who have their brands in China, or who are like traders who in turn sell to other companies. So we have both models, but we are not selling it directly to distributors in China.
Okay. So any number, which region we have a strong revenue from China?
Any number,
any percentage sales of China? And in which region we have a strong revenue from China?
We only have country-wise breakup. So we just do is we sell it to companies who then have their brands across China or something like that. So we do not have geography-wise breakup or so in the Chinese market. We are only selling technicals. We don't do formulation business in China.
Okay. That's all for my.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking interest in this con call. Wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Emkay Global Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.